Sri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. You are tuned to our Asia stream coming to you live from Prashanthinilam, the spiritual capital of the universe. And my name is Sunil, and I'm filling in for my colleague, Sister Karuna, who is away right now. Thank you for staying with us on Thursday, June the 20th, 2013. And right now, we are coming to you live from the Radio Sai studios here at Prashanthinilam. The time in Prashanthinilam right now is 9:40 a.m. and the weather conditions in Prashanthinilam, we had a heavy downpour of pre-monsoon rains on Monday, and that has washed all our trees and moistened the soil in and around the Divine Valley. Current conditions, daytime highs of 35 degrees Celsius with lows in early 20s. There is a tinge of moisture in the air and the breeze is cool and relaxing. Overall, it is pleasant in Prashanthinilam. And today on Morning Glory, we have lined up for you part 1 of a brand new episode of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories interview. And under the spotlight is Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai University, in conversation with Radio Sai's Bishop Rushdie. After that, I'll play for you some Jewish music that was presented in Bhagwan Baba's Divine Presence here in Prashanthinilam. And as you know, the Sai movement is a Sarvadharma movement, and our logo reflects all major faiths. And here we celebrate the glory of the one and only God through various spiritual traditions, including Judaism. So today, after the Fleeting Moments interview with Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, you will enjoy listening to some music from the Jewish tradition. Thanks for your company and enjoy this episode of Morning Glory coming to you live from Prashanthinilam. Over to the interview with Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, and in conversation with him is Radio Sai's Vishu Prashti. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, our series of conversations with former students of Bhagwan's educational institutions. And today, our guest in the studios is a very senior alumnus of Bhagwan's University, Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, M. Ramakrishna Prasad. He is from Hyderabad, and Brother Prasad joined Bhagwan's school in 1979 for his 11th and 12th grade. At that time, it was the Board of Intermediate Education of the Government of Andhra Pradesh. The university started in 1981 when Bhagwan unfurled the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and he was the first batch of students joining the Prashanthinilam campus when Bhagwan started the university in 1981. So he did his BCom, Bachelor's of Commerce, from 1981 for 3 years, and then after leaving the portals of Bhagwan's University in 1984, he moved on to do his MBA in Dr. C.V. Raman University in Chhattisgarh. At that time, MBA was not in Prashanthinilam. The MBA course started only in 1986. So he had to move out of Prashanthinilam to pursue his higher education on the commerce discipline. And after his post-graduation in management, he's worked for several companies, a company called Skypack he started with. It is a courier company, Skypack Couriers, where he was a branch manager looking into the communication aspects. And then he moved on and worked in the Colgate-Palmolive, our huge retail company, where he was a distributor in Hyderabad. Tremendous experience of 5 years being with this company. Then he moved on to a paging company called Easy Call, 5 years here, and then he moved on to an internet group buying company, Bazaari.com, 2 years there, and now for the last 12 years, he's been working with ICFAI University. ICFAI University, like many would know, is one of those institutions pioneering and working a lot towards the progress of higher education in the country. There are almost 9 or 10 universities in the country, and ICFAI business schools are known for their top class performance. And so he's been there looking into the marketing. He's the country head for marketing of ICFA University. And as I mentioned, he's been here for more than a decade in this organization, Educational Society, based in Andhra Pradesh. And besides this, all this is his professional experience of 25 years after 5 years in Bhagwan's University. And now he's also been involved, in fact not only now, for several years he's been very deeply involved with the activities of the Satya Sai organization. For the last 3 years he's now accepted the position of being the convener of the Khairatabad Samiti in Hyderabad, and he's been involved in many new initiatives that the organization has been taking up in the recent times. One of them is this program called Samarpan, wherein every month you have a very extraordinary session in Shivam, Swami's abode in Hyderabad, wherein you have very distinguished people come and talk about Bhagwan's life and the relevance of his teachings to current times. They have also initiated a lot of seva initiatives for the impoverished, especially the youngsters of current times. They have a program called Reprogramming Lives, wherein they impart very life-sustaining skills to younger generation, especially those who are in need of guidance, in need of support, be it resources, be it motivation, be it some sort of a guidance into how to make lives out of their existence. So there are plenty of organizations. In fact, the organization in Andhra Pradesh, especially the youth wing, have been very involved in taking up many service initiatives. There is also a service initiative to provide water all over Andhra Pradesh, and brother has been involved with many of this. Apart from this, once the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini project started, which probably many of you may be aware or may have heard about it, even though you may not know about the details of this initiative, brother has been the Andhra Pradesh state coordinator for the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program. And incidentally, there is a conference of Vidya Vahini that is going on in Prashanthi Nilayam today. It started yesterday, May 5th and May 6th. So he is here as part of the team organizing this conference. It's really interesting that he's here with us in the studio today. Today is Ishwarama Day. And in fact, even as we are here in the studio, this session is still going on, and I'm really thankful to him for taking some time out of the session to be with us in the studios of Radio Sai. Thank you very much, brother, for being here this morning for this program.
Sairam to you. I'm happy to be in Radio Sai studios. I'm grateful to Swami for making my presence being with you in Radio Sai studios today.
And as I was just mentioning, today is Ishwarama Day, and I understand Vidya Vahini has a Ishwarama Day connection. Isn't that right?
Yeah, this is the third anniversary of Vidya Vahini. Swami started Vidya Vahini 3 years ago on the same day. On the third anniversary of Vidya Vahini, we are having a principals meet. Mm-hmm. Principals of all Sri Satya Sai schools, selected schools, are here, where they will undergo a program on Vidya Vahini, which will give them the way ahead for the future as to how to implement Vidya Vahini in the schools.
Mm-hmm. So May 5th and May 6th, you have a principal's conference in Prashanthi Nilayam. So this is 2013, and Vidya Vahini started in 2010. So yeah, 3 years now into the Vidya Vahini program. So I think before I ask you to share about your moment with Swami and your experience after you left the portals of Bhagwan's University, I think let's spend a little time in understanding what Vidya Vahini is all about and what this conference is trying to achieve. You mentioned about it in passing, but I think if you can spend little time explaining what is Vidya Vahini, because I don't think many people have a complete idea of what this program is all about. It's an initiative of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, and it's going on for 3 years, and we just know that it's got something to do with education. But can you please share your understanding of what Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program is all about?
Yeah, Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program is aimed at integrating values in an innovative way into the school curriculum.
In an innovative way?
Innovative way into the school curriculum. It seeks to reflect Swami's guidance through education human values. Mm-hmm. And connects the same to the school curriculum. It makes school education simpler, easier and much more innovative. It will also motivate the students more as the curriculum will be combined with human values and taught via animations, pictures and multimedia technologies. Mm-hmm. For the 6th to 10th class students in rural and semi-urban schools.
Okay.
Simply to put, Vidyavahini is integrating values into the classroom sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So that students nowadays, the students, how they have changed over the past one decade.
Yes.
And the latest generation that you see, students are completely exam oriented. They study subject only towards examination.
Yes.
And when you look at an example like, if you ask a student, how is ice and water related? They look at it as a question so that they can go and answer in the exam hall rather than understand the subject. So this is where Vidyavahini can give a lot of insights into the subject to the students. We have a methodology where we can explain to the student in terms of 7 different types of we call it as assets. Here we give them a perspective on day-to-day relevance. We also tell them on different activities that they can look at. We also give them a value content.
So you take a particular subject or a particular topic and then you try and see how to make the whole explanation or the classroom of that session more innovative and more interesting.
That's right. See, we have this 7-jewel methodology.
7 jewels.
7-jewel methodology, where it will be transacted in the classroom sessions
mm-hmm.
in such a way that it is impressive to the students. That's what Swami said. Swami said, "Pillalaki ardhamayyatattu cheppandi." So when a teacher teaches in the class,
students should be able to understand.
They have to understand in the subject wise. Okay, and we have this Vidyavahini giving them contemporary lesson plans.
So you're creating these lesson plans.
That's right. We are creating lesson plans with expert teachers in the country. If I get into the details, like, you know, in Andhra Pradesh, we have around 350 teachers from different schools who had been writing lesson plans for 6th, 7th and 8th class students.
And so even though there is one lesson plan which is laid down by the course, whichever you are affiliated to, CBSE or ICSE or the government schools, etc., you are taking those lessons and you are enriching them.
We are enriching them with value content.
With values content?
Yeah, we are enriching them with value content. We are enriching them with activities. We are also enriching them with questions to assess the student's understanding on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 7 jewels called main script, inquisitive questions to make them understand what type of subject that they are studying and how much is relevant to them.
Mm-hmm.
We also have something called day-to-day relevance,
mm-hmm.
Where a student should be able to understand why he is studying algebra. Mm-hmm. How is it relevant to him in the future? And we have something called interesting assets, which is another asset,
mm-hmm.
Where we bring in a perspective of making the student understand and in a more innovative way. Okay, there is also an activity, suggested activity, which is another asset, where we make the student understand the concept of it in a different activity-wise.
Okay, do some practical activity.
Practical activity in the class. Mm. We give them some questions to make them understand the concept and also relate their feedback so the teacher can understand that the subject is engraved into the minds of the students. With this, the last asset that we give is value content.
Mm-hmm.
Value content relates them to the basics of their emotional quotient.
Mm-hmm. Subconsciously, you're trying to see that, you know, these values somehow, even as they learn the lessons, values subconsciously get instilled in their hearts.
Right. Simple value could be like a discipline. Value could be punctuality. Value could be their understanding on reverence for their parents. It could be any type of value. It's secular. It is nothing related to religion or anything like that. But then it is completely dependent on the student's ability to understand a value.
Yes.
It's so much integrated into the subject that they don't feel that somebody is giving them a value to be taught.
Yeah, so you don't have a separate, okay, now this is a value session or this is a moral class session.
That's right. There,
so
that is
even
there,
as they learn a lesson in science, values come seamlessly into it.
Seamlessly into that. And they don't even know that somebody is teaching them values, because values are not supposed to be taught, it should be caught. So this is how the students may be able to get the essence of the listen into their day-to-day relevance.
In fact, I mean, as Bhagwan used to say, education is all about educare. I mean, it's already there. You just only have to sort of create an environment so that it blossoms. I think everybody is inherently good.
Yes.
You have to only create an environment that, you know, the manifests, these good virtues manifest. In fact, I'm reminded of a quote from Vivekananda who said, education is the manifestation of the divine perfection already existing in man. And that's what you saw Bhagwan say all the time. So, wonderful. Brother, can we take one example so that, you know, this whole thing that you mentioned, the seven jewels, can you explain it with the help of one particular instance or one particular lesson?
Yeah, sure. If you go into the science subject, seventh class, we have something called microorganisms as a lesson.
Yeah, microorganisms.
Yeah. So, microorganism, is it a friend and a foe?
Okay.
Or a foe. Now, how do we bring a lesson plan which can be related to Satsai Vidyavani lesson plans? Now, when we talk about microbes, microorganisms, there is something called algae, fungi and different bacteria.
Yes.
But then a student can imagine a bacteria when sitting in the class is only as a negative side of a bacteria. In sense, they will find bacteria harmful to the human race. But then when you actually look at it, you can give simple examples to them so that they can understand, like dosa batter.
Yes.
Okay. How that fermentation takes place. Because of fermentation is taking place on that dosa batter, you can have dosa done.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's day-to-day relevance for them. The moment they think about...
So, everybody here is familiar with dosa.
Yes.
And you tell them how the bacteria is actually enabling you to convert the pulses that you have actually ground and made a paste to convert it into a batter now that you can make dosas.
That's right. And how does it happen?
Yes.
Simple thing, when you look at milk turning into curd, how are the microbes helping that to be becoming a curd by getting it for betterment of, say, a person? Now here, we can make a student understand day-to-day relevance. We can make a student understand that bacteria is good for a human race. It's again a value content that we can bring in. We can also bring in an activity where they can see milk turn into curd.
Yes.
We are supposed to be bringing this contemporary education with value content to the rural children also, semi-urban schools also. So they can easily understand about dosa batter.
Mm.
So we have to relate examples which are relevant to them.
Correct. For every lesson that is there in these classes 6, 7th, 8th, you're sort of taking the main script and then embellishing it with a lot of these other assets. You're suggesting an activity, you're suggesting what could be, as you mentioned, a day-to-day relevant stuff, and you're suggesting what could be the other interesting facts about it.
And, you know, going forward, we have this Sri Satsai Vidyavahini portal, which has been created by TCS and given
Data
to us.
Data Consultancy Services.
And it has been given to us. Now, this is a major breakthrough in Vidyavahini, where we upload lesson plans done by the subject experts, and that has been downloaded by the recipient schools across India. As a immediate thing, we have already taken some 5 schools in Andhra Pradesh, where this year the rollout will happen for Nandigama school in Krishna district, Guntur school, Madanapalli school, Rajahmundry school is a mentor school for us, Vizag and Hyderabad schools also are mentor schools. We call it as mentor school and recipient schools, where mentor schools create lesson plans and recipient schools use them.
Mm-hmm. So now these schools have already started using them. And now they have gone to the status of mentoring other schools.
That's right. So a better school will handhold a recipient school, mentor them to such a level that both the teachers will talk to each other, understand the concept better, and they have this leveraging of strengths.
So can anyone download these?
Yes. Even today it's available. It's available for free.
For free. Anyone can download for
free. Anyone can download it. Anyone can better a lesson plan.
Or you can contribute and make it better.
See, simply to say, a teacher who is able to, is trying to explain a concept in a rural school and the student do not understand that in a right sense, the teacher gets frustrated. She will not be able to move forward because she doesn't have the expertise to make it better. She can immediately contact on the site itself that I am not able to teach this lesson better. Can somebody help? And the numerous teachers who are there on the portal, they can come, give them interesting insights. They can make it simpler to her so that she can transact that lesson in much better way. So these are excellent opportunities for teachers for their own self-development. They can grow better.
We are still trying to see how we can empower all these teachers in the semi-urban and rural schools with the help of technology.
Yes, yes.
But connectivity will be an issue, internet connection, but I think slowly India is getting better connectivity.
It's much better today. Not only that, these computers and LCD projectors are being offered by the Central Trust to the rural schools.
Okay, the schools are identified by the Central Trust. They are being offered by the trust.
By the trust, and as of now in Andhra Pradesh, we have 3 schools receiving that this year. They will start executing Vidyavan lesson plans through the portal, through the LCD projectors, and show them in the class interesting asides and beautiful lesson plans opening up from the subject experts who have done that from different parts of India.
So it's really fantastic that way. One teacher, perhaps till now he was just reading the textbook and explaining. Now he has with him a lesson plan which is like 10 times more interesting and perhaps 10 times more inspiring too. So he's really empowered to teach.
Empowerment in giving beautiful insights to the students. And the teacher also is inspired by this process of, you know, giving them more and more
He's not limited by the textbook.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, see, as Vidyavani goes in, we have 4 objectives of Vidyavani. One is that it should be insightful.
Insightful.
And it should be inspiring for the people to contribute more and more. We also have the third pillar as enjoyable. People should be able to enjoy the Vidyavani lesson plans while they're preparing or they're executing. And fourth pillar is participative. Numerous number of people can come and participate in this. They need not be a teacher. They need not be from the education fraternity itself. They can come from anywhere and participate.
Anyone who has interest in education.
And a simple thing like, you know, when call upon a student who is really good in a class and ask him what is the success. And he has numerous number of experiences where he can share with other students. Now, simple thing like, you know, if you have to memorize one definition and other students are not able to do it, this boy who is really good can give a simple mnemonics.
Yes.
Where he can give the pass it on to others. So that is how people can learn. Maybe he can even record a clip how he has made it possible and then put it onto the site. And that can be listened by the rural students and they can also implement that same thing. We can even bring in a lot of pictures. Vidyavani is nothing but a technology edge for the lesson plans. Yes. Already made. So beautiful pictorial representations, videos and audio clips
animations
can come in.
You mentioned.
Animations can come in.
So the whole lesson plan absolutely moves on to a completely different level. Because you have animations and we have a lot of pictures and you have a lot of interesting facts.
It will be more interesting for the students to look at. And it will be so much inspiration for the teacher to transact that lesson in the class. Yes. She'll be empowered with knowledge, which is otherwise not available to her.
Yes. Fantastic. So, a lot of work. I mean, even as I listen to this, it sounds so beautiful and so fantastic because education is something which is so very vital for the nation's progress. And especially if you can, this age group that you are talking about, these school children in that impressionable age, if you are able to impart them these lessons in a manner that they don't study, as you mentioned, for writing exams, but learning becomes sort of an experience for them. So they remember the classes for what, you know, it's not as if, oh my God, it's Monday morning, I have to go to school. It's like, oh yes, it is Monday morning, I love to go to school.
Exactly right. That's a quotation that we always follow. Students should jump from the bed and go to the school that day, looking at numerous number of things that they can learn in the classroom sessions. One interesting aspect that we can look at is, we have seen rural schools waiting for more and more students are able to learn as much as possible, but the teachers are supposed to be giving it so much.
Yes.
Now, when the teacher has limited knowledge, how does this student learn? And he'll go into astray and he'll go to Facebooks and he'll...
In fact, in the urban schools, maybe the students know more than the teachers thanks to technology. You know, so much information is there on the internet. So the teacher really has to be so much empowered and supported and supplemented so that he can make the class interesting.
That's the reason why Vidyavani concentrates more on training the teachers. The rural teachers will be trained by experts in the methodology of Vidyavahini. They come and transact this lesson plans in the classroom sessions. They come and see the feedback through the students and even talk to the students' parents, understand how much the student is able to learn in the classroom session. They have numerous techniques of taking feedback. So these are all taken into consideration and see the development of the student, how it's happening in a holistic way.
Fantastic. So I know even as we discuss this, there are too many things that come to my mind, because this Vidyavahini project is such a massive project, because you want to create lesson plans for all the classes and you have to empower all these teachers. First, you have to create the lesson plans in an interesting way. It has to be passed on. Teachers have to be trained, and then they have to be created. So you need a huge group of volunteers who has to help in so many ways.
That's right. That's why we call it as participative. Any number of volunteers from the Sai Student Fraternity or from the youth of the Sirat Sai Seva Organizations, we can have any number of people coming and participating in this. I would definitely welcome as many volunteers who can come and give us the PowerPoint presentations to be made from the lesson plans. They can even search the content. For the content, we need to go and search on the internet and help the teacher enrich her lesson plan.
So anyone can help?
Anyone can help who has the ability to search on the internet.
Oh, as simple as that?
It's as simple as that.
So anybody can do a PowerPoint, anyone who can just search and find out some interesting facts, or anyone can relate a particular thing to a value, anyone can help.
That's right. And best of the content is available on the internet, which is relevant to the teacher. Just discuss with the teacher, ask her what needs the lesson plan enriched, and she can give you suggestions where you can go and get this thing done. Today, we have corporate houses like Deloitte. They have come forward and said, we would be able to take it forward, Vidyavahini program, as a CSR, corporate social responsibility.
Oh, that's wonderful. As their corporate social responsibility, they are teaming up with Vidyavahini. Right. So what are they doing?
See, they create content with the help of the teachers. Now, teacher comes and tells them that I need one lesson plan on sound to be enriched. They get lot of insights onto this lesson plan called sound, and bring in so much of interesting asides, value content. They get in day-to-day relevance for the teacher. So that the lesson
plan, from various angles, how you can make that class interesting.
Correct. So as a
corporate body is doing this now?
Yes. Now, imagine a corporate body like that has to search for a right, say, a project to make a corporate social responsibility initiative. Yes. Now, they found Vidyavahini a very, very interesting aspect. Now, today, 40 of them in Hyderabad are doing this content search and enriching lesson plans.
Wow, that is definitely one huge leap.
In the next session, they are prepared to give us 400 volunteers into the Vidyavahini project. So this is how the CSR initiative of Deloitte itself has accepted Vidyavahini.
I think that's amazing. So you have not only volunteers from the Sirat Sai organization and the Sai youth, but it is expanding into corporate houses.
Yes, I'll give you another example here. Last time when we were wanting teachers who are subject experts, we fell back on the organization, Sirat Sai Seva organization. The state president, Sri Chellam, had passed on a circular to all the samitis in Andhra Pradesh. And it so happened that we received around 500 number of teachers who wanted to volunteer to write lesson plans for Vidyavahini.
Wow.
So this is a huge database, and then we started looking at the database and went to meet the teachers and saw their potential and brought them on board. They also started transacting lesson plans. It's a huge database from Sirat Sai Seva Organization where they can help us in making things better.
Fantastic. This is a full-time job.
Yes.
And I don't know how, in spite of your professional work, you're the marketing head of ICFAI, and still you're able to find time to look after this entire project.
Because you
have such a 350 teachers, you said?
Yes.
To coordinating all those efforts, you have to speak to each one to know what their potential is and bring in and see how they can be brought into the team, in which capacity they can help.
Let me tell you, all my Saturdays and Sundays are booked for Vidyavahini.
Oh my God.
My 5 days work in the office, and Saturday, Sunday is completely dedicated to Vidyavahini. And I have a very, very good team in Hyderabad with Sai students helping us. There is a 35-member team in Hyderabad.
35 alumni?
Alumni alone. Wow. And there are another 10 to 15 alumni in Vizag. who are helping us, with the number of teachers, with the number of IT volunteers, with the number of trainers that we require for Vidyavahini. There is a lot of support from Sai Student Fraternity. But this is not enough. We need hundreds of them to come into this. Because see, imagine 350 teachers in Hyderabad, another 300 teachers in Vizag. Across Andhra Pradesh, we have around 750 teachers who are registered today to help with Vidyavahini to write lesson plans.
So you have to coordinate all there.
Coordinate with them and also bring in subject expert teachers who are very good. We see, we need very good liaison between teachers and students who can go talk to them, convince them about Vidyavahini, bring them into the fold, talk to the principals, make them accept Vidyavahini as a social initiative for a noble cause, bring them into the Vidyavahini. This is a process that has been evolving for the past 3 years, and today we have so many number of teachers who are writing lesson plans. Now, when we started this online application onto the portal, now we need only internet savvy teachers. We have started segregating internet savvy teachers separately so they can contribute to assets onto the portal. This is a major breakthrough that we brought in, where around 100 teachers are doing this as of now. To bring these 100 teachers into Vidyavahini from the offline mode to online mode itself took a lot of time for us. Training them on portal, hands-on experience on portal, is something which is really difficult.
So yeah, so you have even these challenges, you know. On one hand, even though this looks so grand, you create those beautiful lesson plans. On one hand, you'll have to have schools which have to have the infrastructure. On the other hand, you should have these teachers who have to get used to using the internet. It starts right from there.
Yes, most of the teachers are not internet savvy. Though they have email ID, they're not internet savvy. But then they believe that they are very good on internet. So we need to convince them that you can do it better by having an IT volunteer with them. So IT volunteer is somebody like a Sai student or a youth, a member of the organization. They go and sit with them, understand what the teacher wants to put into the lesson plan, get that content and give it to her. Maybe if she can write a draft lesson plan, a handwritten lesson plan, IT volunteer sits with her and gets that into soft copy, and then it goes to a reviewer, a subject expert. They review the lesson plan, and when they approve it, then it will go to the EHV content evaluation. Once that is done, then it will come back for the language review. When the language review is done, only then we can upload this into the portal. So this process is done typically in a huddle. We call it huddle. You know, we have around 5 teachers of the same subject sitting together with the subject expert, subject coordinator, and also the class coordinator, with the IT volunteer sitting in front of them. So around 10 people sit in a place where maybe like Shivam, or maybe like we have Vidya Vihar school in Hyderabad, and they brainstorm on an outline how to write a lesson plan, and then each teacher contributes to assets. And that is how this lesson plan is enriched. In one session, some 20 assets can come into the portal. That is how we are making it even much better. So portal can take as many assets as possible.
Wonderful. And it's a never-ending process. You cannot say, okay, today we have got this lesson plan, done with the lesson plan. Tomorrow someone might come up with a new idea. You're going to enrich it even further.
Correct. So this is like, there's no standard that this is the perfect lesson plan. So each teacher can contribute in different ways. So they can enrich it continuously, keep on enriching. We don't know where it can be used. Maybe a Nandigama school, a very small school, remote area, needs two and a half rigor. But then a Rajahmundry school might need 3.5 to 4 rigor. Whereas a Hyderabad school might need 7 rigor.
Okay. By rigor you mean?
The lesson plan is made in different suggested activities.
Oh,
see,
okay.
One suggested activity which is relevant to Hyderabad might not be relevant to Kakinada school.
Okay.
Okay, or maybe Guntur school.
Or maybe in a different state.
Different states. See, Vidyavahini is independent of boards.
Yes.
Independent of language. So, today we are giving lesson plans in English. Tomorrow it could be lesson plans in Telugu.
Mm-hmm.
So, language also is no barrier for us.
So, you are translating?
We are translating English lesson plans or lesson plans in English to Telugu for the rural India.
Oh.
Rural Andhra Pradesh.
So, that is another huge activity.
Yes. So, that is also there for us to go ahead. So, there is a lot of work which we can do with the numerous number of volunteers can come and help us. It's not just for teachers. It's for anybody who can come and target this Vidyavahini as their self-development activity, self-rewarding activity.
So a lot of volunteers are coming forward willing to spend their spare time in doing something for Swami, doing something for the education mission. I think that is absolutely fantastic.
How Swami helps us in this. Imagine one of our students who is in America, he gets a dream of Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And he just packs up and comes to a school, a rural school in Andhra Pradesh, to help that school.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets a dream saying that, you know, you are necessary in Andhra Pradesh, in a rural school. He packs up and comes here and starts teaching.
Wow. So like that, you have so many volunteers joining.
Yes. Numerous number of volunteers are joined, but then we don't know where they'll be useful. As a state coordinator, and I have a team of people who are trainers, who are subject experts, all our students who are of MSc Mathematics, MSc Chemistry, MSc Physics, they are the subject coordinators for us. And they screen the teachers, they screen the lesson plans, and see whether they are up to the mark in various rigors that we are trying to have.
Wonderful. So there is a whole host of activities at various levels, at the students' level, at the volunteers' level, at the teachers' level, at the training to the teachers' level, at the coordinating level, administrative level. I think it's an ocean.
Vidyavahini is an ocean.
It's an ocean. And but the most inspiring and the notion that really galvanizes you is what it can really do. I think when you finally see that result in the student's transformation, that's when probably will be propelling you to, you know, go forward and do whatever it takes to, because it can really revolutionize the character of that child, revolutionize the whole process of learning.
You're very right. And we already started looking at that just by having a board of Vidyavahini lesson plans will be transacted in the school. We can see the upsurge in the numbers of admissions.
Is that happening?
Yes.
The schools, more children are coming into
more
the rural
schools? Coming just because of Swami from Vidyavahini said, Sir Vidyavahini lesson plans are transacted here. People are, you know, coming forward to even join their kids.
Wow. So you don't have to forcibly send the children. Children are coming forward.
Children are coming forward for this Vidyavahini initiative. And there are so many instances where we had seen schools coming forward. The entire school comes forward and says, my teachers will work for Vidyavahini for content generation. Okay. And the recipient school teachers are waiting for the lesson plans to come so that they demand, my lesson plan has not come. Please send it forward. Maybe if I am not able to understand, can the teacher talk to me? They make so many calls to us. So we facilitate in a conference call the recipient school teacher, the content generation teacher, and the subject expert on the call so they can understand it better, so that whatever the content generation teacher had made her viewpoint clear on that lesson should be transacted in the same way in the recipient school. So that facilitation also is being done over a conference call.
Wonderful. So using technology in every way possible.
That's right. See, pictorial representations, multimedia animations, conference calls, and website portal, Satsai Vidyavahini portal enabling, all this is we are bringing the technology effectively into the rural schools.
Yes. Wonderful. I think this is fantastic. I mean, come to think of it, Bhagwan, I remember in 2010, 2011, he spent so much time with the Vidyavahini teams. Whenever there was a group in Prashant Nilayam who were Vidyavahini volunteers, and Swami always gave so much of his physical personal time going around.
You're right. And you know, sometime back in 2005, 2006, when we asked Swami, can we have a distinct identity of work that we can do from the student fraternity of alumni? Swami said, I'll give you something like that. And we were actually doing medical camps. We were doing some activity which are very, very trivial in nature in front of Vidyavahini today. And finally, in 2010, when this is unleashed, we know the power of Vidyavahini getting into the rural schools, into the education system itself, where we can transform students from vagaries of this modern culture to the deep-rooted, value-based education. See, I think we should look at it in that way, where our students, alumni, can come forward and work for Vidyavahini for the betterment of a very civilized, value-based society.
In fact, I mean, come to think of it, Bhagwan was always so particular about education. I think the education was something which it started in Bhagwan's avatarhood. right from the time, even before he declared his avatarhood, you know, he was all the time busy educating, even at that time, you know, who were elders, five times his age in Puttaparthi, in the rural areas, who were into wrong practices. He used to advise them about the right practices in society, about proper manners and behaviors. And once, and later, even after he declared his avatarhood, the whole thing acquired a new dimension. He started the Bukkapattam school, and I think the education is something which has remained constant. I mean, Bhagwan's life, right? He's constantly education and instilling values. Now this whole approach, which was before just restricted to the Satya Sai University and Satya Sai schools, now it is going, and basically this is an effort to take it to every corner of the country.
Yes, anybody can use this portal, anybody can download it, a lesson plan for the welfare of the school. And this can give a lot of insights to the teacher, to the students, to the community as a whole. Just like, you know, one activity like Gram Seva can inspire a student to reach out to the common masses in the villages. It can give him a lot of revelations of as to how he can be helpful to the society. Such activities also are instilled in this lesson plans, where they get a perspective of getting into the villages, serving people for the community they live. Individual social responsibility that they need to give back to society. All these are instilled in the lesson plans that have been made in for value content.
Wonderful. I mean, you do a medical camp, you'll help elevate the maladies of a few people. But coming to think of Vidyavahini, if you can change the character of one individual, I think you have done such tremendous work, because he is going to become a vital limb of the society. His family is going to grow. He's going to become a vital limb of society and eventually of the nation. And the effect that it is going to have, perhaps it will take time. It will take 10 years, maybe 20 or 30 years to see the difference. But eventually we'll be able to see
the remarkable change. As Swami said, the end of education is character.
Yes.
That is the living example that we have to live now. You know, we have been seeing so many different atrocities committed by young generation now. I feel it's a lack of fundamental values in the society.
Yes, absolutely.
When parents do not have values, how can they teach?
In fact, even as we are talking about this, every day you open the newspaper and you read so many things which really absolutely demoralizing. Especially in the recent times, you read so much about the ill treatment of women. You read about how a youngster is into violence at such a young age. And you have the society, you know, you have the pundits who talk about there is not enough security, there is not enough regulation, there is not enough guidance, but there is not enough laws, there is not enough enforcement of laws, and you know, such kind of things. There's not enough spy cameras. No, we are all the time, to me it looks like we are only trying to fix here and there some symptoms. We are not looking at the root of the problem.
See, if the character is good, individual character is good, the national character also will be good.
Yes, that's what Swami always stressed, individual character. That will lead to the national character. And this Vidyavahini is so much geared towards that. And I think as a small stream it has started 3 years into it, slowly its tributaries are joining and it is gaining momentum. Wonderful. So I can see that you are really excited about being part of it, even though it's a lot of work, but you are definitely enjoying it.
Yes, as Swami said, you do my work and I do your work perfectly.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, you are listening to Morning Glory on Thursday live from Prashanthinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. Until now, you were listening to the first part of a conversation with Mr. M.R.K. Prasad, an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who belongs to the very first batch of students who joined the institute way back in 1981 when Bhagwan started this university. And in conversation with him was Radio Sai's Bishu Prushti. Thank you very much for tuning in, and please do share your feedback by writing to listener@radiosai.org. Coming up next on Morning Glory is a selection of music and readings from the Jewish faith.
Adonolam Asher malach Beterem kol Yetzir nivra Lednasah אז המלך שמו נקרא.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא
לעת נשא בחסו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא
ואחרי כתלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא
והוא היה והוא עובד והוא יהיה בצפרה
אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא
לעת נשא בחסו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא
אחרי כתלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא
והוא היה והוא עובד
בתפארה
והוא היה והוא
עובד בתפארה
והוא היה והוא עובד בתפארה
We now present you with the prayer used to invoke blessings on the festival of Hanukkah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav V'tzivanu lehadlik ner Shel Chanukah Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam She'asah nisim la'avoteinu Bayamim ha'ahim uvazman hazeh Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן, לזמן הזה. מעוז צור ישועתי לך נאה לשבח תיקון בית תפילתי ושם תודה נזבח לעת תכין מטבח מצר המנבח אז אגמור בשיר מזמור Chanukat ha-mizbeach, ha-zegmore b'shir mizmore, Chanukat ha-mizbeach.
We now have a traditional song of the Jewish synagogue called Rekamono Deonai.
Rachamono, Rachamono, Deonai lahani. Rachamono, Rachamono, Deyon el Haniye. Ahaneno. Rachamono, Rachamono. Rachamono, Deyon
We now bring you an instrumental piece composed by a Jewish mystic entitled Mizmor La David. We now present you with readings from the Psalms, poems of praise to God, written by the Jewish prophets.
Psalm 30. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I shall never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Psalm 66. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds! So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done, how awesome His works on man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what He has done for me. I cried out to Him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld His love from me.
We now present a song invoking peace for all the world.
Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Yerushalayim. We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for the peace of our world.
Our next song, Orech Yamin, sings of living each day in God's presence.
Orech Yamin,
song's title is, O Lord, Give Light to My Soul.
O Adonai, Oh, Adonai.
We now present another traditional song entitled Kili Ato.
Oh,
We now bring you more readings from the Psalms.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 65. Praise awaits you, O God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. all you who hear prayer, to you all men will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farther seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. Those living far away fear your wonders. Where morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn. For so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your courts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with corn. They shout for joy and sing.
We now bring you a song called Adonai, which prays to God for protection.
Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel, to my right Michael, to my left Gabriel, and before me Uriel, behind me Raphael, and above my head, above my head, the Holy Jephthah. Adonai, Adonai, O God of Israel, to my right Michael, to my left Gabriel, and before me Uriel, behind me Raphael, and above my head, above my head, the Holy Shekinah. Adonai,
Saddam, dear listeners, hope you enjoyed the selection of Jewish music. With this, we come to the end of today's Morning Glory. Dear listener, your feedback is valuable to us, and please email them to listener@radiosci.org. Thank you very much for staying tuned, and it's me, team Radio Sci, Sunil, signing off, offering this segment at the lotus feet of our dear Lord Sci. And coming up next is Raghu with his segment, Service, Love in Action. Jai Sai Ram.